being sensitive to our time together, but let me ask you a quick question. What are the differences between you and former Speaker of the House Gingrich? Right now we are in a situation where obviously the Speaker's numbers are surging. There are still an awful lot of undecided voters and caucus goers here in Iowa. Mm-hmm. Primarily differences between the two of you.
Well, you know, let me step back and say, what is it you look for when you're choosing a president? And you have to think about that every 4 years as you think about someone to endorse. And one part that you look is to say, what are their ideas and their views on issues? And that's an important part. I like my ideas better, all right? And on some issues, he and I disagree, and I like my position better than I like his position. I'll tell you where some of those are. But that's one measure. The other measure is, tell me about the person's capacity to lead. Has the person been a leader before? And how do they lead? What kind of job do they do? What do the people around them think about that job? What is the enterprise that they led? How did it do under their leadership? I've had four occasions to be a leader. I grew up in a home with a dad who was a leader. I learned by watching him. But then I was asked to run a company that got into distress, was able to help turn it around. Then I started my own company and made it one of the most successful of its kind in the world. Then I was asked to go out and run the Olympics in Salt Lake City when it got in trouble, and that became a success. In each of these cases, you don't do all these things by yourself. As a leader, brings in other people to help make it successful. And then I came to Massachusetts at a time of difficulty in the state. We were able to turn the state around and make it more successful. So I've had those leadership experiences. I hope as you and others look at the candidates, they say, okay, has he led? How did he lead? What do the people around him think about that experience? What are the measures of whether or not he was successful in that role? I think leadership, I look back at our presidents and I think, you know, what made Ronald Reagan a great president? What made JFK a great president? What made Dwight Eisenhower, one of my favorite presidents, doesn't get enough credit. I love Dwight Eisenhower. I mean, you go back and think, you know, Teddy Roosevelt and John Adams and, of course, Lincoln and Washington. What made these people great presidents? It was not necessarily that they had the best answers on issues, although they were pretty good on those things, but they were leaders. And they confronted the challenges that America faced with sobriety and wisdom and judgment. They were men of character, vision, that were trusted by others, and had the capacity to lead. That I believe is an area where you will be able to look at the various candidates and say, okay, who has been a leader, and who would be the best leader in a time of challenge. There are other differences. I've had that leadership experience. I've also spent my life in the private sector. Speaker Gingrich has spent his life, the last, I don't know, 30, 40 years in Washington. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just different. And I think that having spent time in the private sector and understanding how jobs come and go and why businesses grow or why they shrink and how you compete globally, I think that experience is essential at a time when the battles, I put in quotes, the battles we're facing around the world are not military so much as they are economic as I look over the coming century. I hope that our military is so superior no one even thinks of testing it again. And so our battles will be economic. I understand how the economy works at the level of job creators. I think that's a distinctive factor that's important. And then, of course, there are just the issues and the policy positions. With regards to Medicare, I agree with the Wall Street Journal. The Romney plan is better than the Gingrich plan. That's a pretty big distinction. I disagree with the speaker thinking that we should eliminate some parts of child labor laws so that kids can clean schools. I don't think that's a great idea. I saw the speaker had a measure that I read about, which was to put a permanent colony on the moon to mine rare materials from the moon. I think we've got some other priorities for our spending before we do that. Even talked about a series of mirrors that we could put in space that would light our highways at night. I got some better ideas for our resources. So we have differences on issues and ideas. I respect the speaker as a very bright and capable guy, but we're very different people. My background and his are we followed very different paths, and I happen to think that at a time like this, someone who has spent their career in the private sector and who has led time and time again in the private sector and also in the governmental sector has by far the best chance of defeating the president and fixing the country at a critical time. And I said this at the outset, but I'm really concerned. The president believes there's something wrong with the way America works, and we got to transform it and change it and turn it into what I call an entitlement society. I'm afraid that that's the wrong way to go. We have to be a merit society. And if there are places of unfairness, and there surely must be, then let's fix those. I mean, there are other differences. I'll mention one more. The speaker is, I think everybody, by the way, I'm trying to think if there's anyone on the stage besides me that hasn't adopted the idea that there should be no tax on interest, dividends, and capital gains. My own calculation is that if that were the case, for anybody, no tax on interest, dividends, and capital gains, I would have paid no taxes in the last 10 years. Because all my income is from interest, dividends, and capital gains. And either would have Bill Gates or Warren Buffett and so forth. My view is the place we need tax relief is for middle-income Americans. That's why my capital gains, interest, and dividends tax reduction is for middle-income Americans. And that's where I think the help is needed most.